content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's July 17th and we're back.
We're back.
Yeah, after a day off, man. I'm sorry, guys, you know. this jet lag is kicking my ass.
Oh, man.
Tell you. It never happened like this before, you know. But it's. I think it's because when I was in Israel, I'd stay up really late because you guys were awake here. Mm-hmm. So I could communicate and stuff, you
right.
know. And then my body just got used to it. And now I'm staying up late, but it's the other side of the world, so so it's a little different, you know. But I take a nap here and there, and I'll be fine, you know.
Yeah.
What can I tell you?
But hey, it's Wednesday, right?
It is Wednesday.
It's hump day.
I can't believe it's Wednesday already. We just started the week.
I know. I think it's because, yeah, I still feel like I was here yesterday, even though we weren't. Like, yesterday was just a blur to me. Tuesday didn't even happen. It skipped from, like, Monday to Wednesday. Like, that's what, this is my routine now. Like,
yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm getting in the groove here. It's, like, throwing me off. I'm like, whoa, it's Wednesday already. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Time just flies by. I guess it means we're getting older quickly, but what are you going to do, you know?
Don't say that. No. Me? Aging? Oh, never.
No. Well, you got like the brightest colors this morning. What's behind that? Is that like summer colors? Or
I
what?
Know. You know, I don't know. I actually had something else totally different picked out today. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, all of a sudden I just saw this ridiculous top in my closet this morning. And I'm like, you know what? It's Wednesday. Screw it. I'm feeling kind of crazy.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I put it on. It's like a bunch of weird, crazy colors. I was just going to wear jeans. And I'm like, no, you know what? It's hot out. I'm going to shake it up even more. I'm going to wear a bright, hot pink skirt. Okay. And then I looked down at my fingers and realized, oh, that's why I subconsciously wanted to match my nails because I did my nails yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And oh my gosh, they're so exciting. They're like a bright neon hot pink.
Uh-huh.
And then I did like a bright neon yellow tip.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
It's like cool. Like
that's kind of unusual, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm very proud of myself. I think they look
kind of
very
like
fun.
Kind of like a colorful French manicure or something,
exactly.
Right?
That's exactly what it is. A neon French manicure.
God,
yes.
you women can have so much fun with your bodies and stuff, you know? I mean, for us, it's like, what am I going to do? You know, nothing on the nails.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know, on the face.
I know guys that get mani-pedis. I mean, they don't put, like, bright colors, but I do know of a couple of guys that put, like, a light shade of, like,
pink
or
clear.
Oh, so they do put
color?
Just to, yeah.
Really?
Just to make them look nice. And, yeah. Oh, I'm not kidding. I know a couple guys that do that. They're like,
know.
Oh, yeah, it's totally cool. Yeah.
LA makes people crazy. The shit that they do, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. You know, anywhere else in the world, people would look at you like you're weird.
Oh, I know. Well, anywhere else in the United States, but Los Angeles,
yeah.
You can get away with a lot.
That's true, you can, huh?
Good old LA. Yeah, you can even get away with things like being in a music video with a monkey.
That's true. Okay. I'm glad you brought it up. We keep forgetting about this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
we can talk about it.
Yeah, so you did a video. I got to watch it the other day because you posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's like a funny, sexy video, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
It is. It's a funny story how I even got involved with it in the first place. But it's for Tommy Trash. He's a pretty well-known DJ, actually. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who lives in Miami, and he was in town to make this music video. He's like, yeah, I want to get into producing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got, you know, these great people together, and now Tommy Trash wants us to, you know, produce his music video. So I'm like, oh, cool. So the first day I came to check it out, they were just building the set, And everybody thought already that I was the girl because they were filming the girl's part the day after. Turns out I wasn't. They already had a totally different girl picked out.
Really? So what did they invite you for?
And she, like, couldn't make it for whatever. Like, something happened with something. I get a call early the next morning. I'm like, hello? And he's like, Mia, wake up. We need you. I'm like, what? What's going on? Like, we need you. You have to, like, come in and be this girl for the music video. I'm like, oh, okay, what should I bring? Like, I don't know, just bring a bag of stuff. We'll figure it out when you get here.
Right.
Like, okay. He's like, yeah, we have hair and makeup people, and yeah.
So you had
I rushed to the set.
You had known thing about it before he called you? I mean, like,
no,
about the video itself.
I was at the set, and I was seeing what they were building.
Right.
And, you know, they were preparing, and, you know, it looked really cool. I sort of understood the premise of it, but I had no idea I would actually be a part of it, let alone such a big part of it. But, yeah, it was so much fun to work with. You know, and that's an actual, like, Jim Henson puppet.
Oh, it is.
Like, the Muppets people made Cal, who is the blue monkey. And it's amazing how much they come to life. Like, you forget that there's a person controlling him.
Right. Even when you're filming, you felt that way?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, for sure. I'm like, okay, this monkey is adorable, and he's just in love with me. I mean, seriously. it was so much fun, you know, and it was beyond freezing outside, especially at night. Oh, when we shot this, and I was in those little short shorts, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so cold. But it was so worth it. I had the best time, and it turned out great. It's so funny.
It is funny.
It's so funny. Yeah. But yeah, it's called the DJ is Tommy Trash, and the song is called Monkey in Love.
Yeah. You know what? I was watching it silent, so I didn't get the song. I need to watch it again and see. But,
oh, okay.
So I was just watching it because it was too noisy. I couldn't listen anyway.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's like that EDM kind of, you know, like electric sound.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Kind of feel to it.
So how long did it take to film this?
It was just one full day.
Really?
From morning to night.
Like a lot of work,
and that was it. Well, for my part at least. Like, they knocked out all my scenes in one day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they had the whole rest of it.
And you definitely star in this. I mean, they even put your name on there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's funny because this is actually a continuation of Monkey See, Monkey Do. That was the first part of the song, and because they also shot that video.
Yeah.
And then it says to be continued.
Oh, okay.
So then later they released Monkey in Love, and then the video to follow with me in it. So, yeah. So check it out if you want to see me make love to a puppet monkey.
It's exactly what it is.
That's kind of the way they made it look. Like, I didn't really, you know, because there's so many different shots and angles and things that they're doing. And then they put it all together. I'm like, oh my gosh, it looks like I'm really with this monkey.
It does.
And I really look like I'm enjoying myself.
You are. It's like an orgasm and everything in the video.
Man.
You know? That was funny.
Oh, man. No,
so you guys have to watch this now. Is this on YouTube or something? Can people watch this?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
So what's it called that people can find it?
It's DJ Tommy Trash, and the song is called Monkey in Love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey in
Love. So, if you just YouTube Tommy Trash, Monkey in Love.
Yeah, maybe it's a double entendre there, you know, with the monkey and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Penis, monkey, you know.
Oops.
No. Don't they refer to it sometimes?
Really?
but that's funny, yeah. So it is an original Henson puppet, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and they made him specifically for this
for
video.
For the video, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. And who was operating it? Just somebody, a puppeteer or something?
Yeah, just a puppeteer for the Jim Henson Corporation or whatever. And that was cool because we kind of got to get a tour later on.
Oh, really?
The Jim Henson Studios, yeah.
Wow. It's out here in L.A.?
Yeah, it's actually really close to me. I mean, I drive past it all the time. I mean, you can't miss it. It has a giant Kermit the Frog and a top hat on the roof, near the entrance. But yeah, it's like near, I want to say it's like on Fairfax, actually.
Mm.
Or no, not Fairfax. Sorry, it's on like La Brea and something. I don't know. It's somewhere near there.
Yeah.
Fountain-ish.
Well, sounds good to me. What can I tell you? You know, so everybody catch Monkey in Love. He's a blue monkey. And
Yep. And
I don't know what else
me.
We could say about that. Yeah. You guys just have to watch it, you know.
Yeah, it's cool. I kind of go from like being like a badass to being like really like sweet and soft and
yeah,
it's an interesting transition.
I just wanted to bring this up before we get to our guest, but so this man wakes up in a California hotel room, and he has no memory of who he is, where he is, or where he comes from, and he starts speaking Swedish. Now, this is an American guy that never spoke Swedish before.
Another one of these. We talked about something similar to this, where a woman got into a car accident, and she started speaking with a different accent or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's so weird.
Yeah, with the French accent. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. I think there's a name for this, you know. I mean, I don't know exactly what they call it, but it's a phenomenon, you know, that some people go through that.
That is just too strange. Although I must say, I don't think I would hate that. Like, that wouldn't be the worst thing to happen. Like, there's a lot worse things that could happen in an accident. It would be, like, kind of cool to just wake up and sound like somebody else.
I know. But you know what? Can you think of anything worse than losing your memory?
No, yeah. That part
I mean,
we are
some of our memories when you think about it, you know, because when we, if you, whatever you don't remember is not really part of you anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why memory is important, and to all these people that take drugs and shit, you know, they got to be careful.
And then speaking of drugs, that's what a combination of heroin and alcohol is what killed the Glee star, Corey...
Yeah. It's okay.
Something like that.
We were dealing with the last name before.
I know. I'm like, how do I pronounce this? I don't want to say it wrong on the air, but oh well. Cat's out of the bag. but yeah, that's such a tragedy. He's such a talented human being.
And, you know, I mean, what I'm wondering is why does it always happen in hotel rooms? How come it never happens in their home?
Right?
You know? Yeah.
It's You're like, so it, right about that. Yeah, Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
She died in her hotel room.
John Belushi.
Yeah.
God, a million of them that I can.
Yeah.
Who else? Yeah, I mean, you know, the guy from, what group was it? NXS or something some time ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, a lot of people, I think, like celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe, I don't know what it is.
No,
maybe
you're definitely
just,
right about that.
When they're on the road or something. Yeah, maybe, you know, they're visiting a place and they're despondent and everything, and it's really tragic, you know, when these people do this, and you know, so even though, you know, they categorize this as an overdose, to me it's almost like suicide, you know. I mean, it's like, you know what the hell you're doing, you know.
I know, that's a lethal combination.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
each one by itself can kill you.
Right, that's what I was gonna say. You know, it really is. It really
I can't
is a
imagine
shame. He was so
doing,
talented.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never watched the show. I don't know. But I mean, I can't imagine taking heroin, you know? I mean, shooting it and shit like that. It's like too much.
Yeah, scary stuff,
I don't know if it's worth it, you know?
No.
And you get really hooked on it from what I understand, you know? I would never try that. It's too much. Too
Me
much.
Neither.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right, well, on a better note, we're going to bring in our guest in the studio, a very special guest, and her name is Ella Giselle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Of course. Now, for those of you who can't see, we'll take a picture later, but you guys totally match with the colors. I mean, there's so much color in this room that I feel I'm like in Imaginarium or something, or like Toys R Us or something.
Yeah. Me and I had the same memo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of basic colors, a lot of...
Neon. Very
stuff,
specifically neon colors.
Yeah, there you go.
Which makes it even more lethal.
Lots of pinks and yellows and greens here.
Gotta love the neon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's come back now. That's a thing. Neon.
I guess, in the summer, huh?
Yeah. I'm so happy. I never want it to go away.
Yeah.
I know. Me too. I remember maybe 2 years ago, I bought this neon top, and a friend of mine was like, why would you buy that? It's neon. Nobody wears neon. That's not cool. And I'm like, well, pretty soon it will be. So then I can wear it.
Yeah,
and then,
give it
sure enough, I'm like, ha, neon's cool. I can wear this top.
You're so cute. You can wear whatever you want.
Oh, thank you. So are you. I mean, even like your lipstick is just so bright. Like, I need
thank
to buy that
you.
Shade. It's
beautiful. She still looks like she's 16 or something.
I know.
You know?
She's like a little like ball of sunshine. Like, that's what I think of when she walked in. I'm like, the sun just walked into the studio.
You know, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, I am not in my teens, but like the other day I was at LAX you know, those parking attendants that that always get you and harass you for parking too long to pick up somebody. He comes up to me all upset and concerned. He's like, "Are you old enough? Are you old enough to be driving, young lady?"
Whoa.
And I was like, "You just made my day." I was like, "Wow." I was like, usually the parking attendants harass you, but this one like gave me a huge compliment. I was like, "Woohoo!" So that was a good day. But yeah, I've just been blessed with the gift of looking young.
Yeah, I know. My daughter was here yesterday at the studio, and people thought that she's a lot younger than she is. And she tells them, you know, she says, I look younger than I am, you know, and she's 23, but she looks 16, you know, so it's really funny. I mean, she's kind of short too and stuff and tiny. So, I mean, when I see her driving her car, I'm like, you don't seem like you belong behind
no,
the wheel.
Not at all. I'm only 5'2", so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. I'm a little girl.
So you're a singer and musician and everything like that.
Yes.
And you were on the show over 5 years ago.
Yes. And when I first came here.
Yeah.
Just a baby.
That's awesome.
When did you come here from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's
right.
Wow.
So that's when you moved in 2008?
Just before then. Just right. Yeah, because I think I met you like just a few months
ago. Yeah, like June, July, June of 2008.
Yeah, and I moved in March.
In March, so, that's right.
Yeah, it was really recent.
And we were looking for guests and stuff at the time, and we found Ella, she found us, and she came on the show and it was great. I mean, you had this, like, what, Irish-style music and stuff at the time?
Yes. At the time, I was doing, like, a folk-type Celtic sound.
Right.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Is it Celtic or Celtic? I mean, you said Celtic.
Yeah, I guess that depends. I went to Ireland and they say Celtic.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So we say it wrong.
Or maybe I'm saying it wrong. I have no idea. I thought
that's
so.
That's like the Boston but Celtics and stuff. I'm just
Celtics.
Thinking of
oh,
that.
I see what you're saying. I have no idea. But yeah, no, I've written all different genres because I've written for film and television. So I've written like any kind of genre across the board.
Wow.
I've created. But now I'm honing in on one particular sound that I really enjoy.
Yeah. So we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay,
and stuff.
Sure.
And so now, how did you get into that folk music? I mean, you know, you're obviously much younger, or 5 years younger, and you would think, you know, you'd be involved more in like rock and roll or dance music or stuff like that. How did you get into that music?
You know, I grew up doing musical theater. Whoa. And an opera theater. Like, I was a total nerd.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You know, yeah. So I've just always loved classical music, and I've just always loved folk music. I've always loved soul music. And so when I was writing at that time, it just geared that direction. It wasn't like I made a decision where I was like, this is the genre I'm going to do. Mm. But I just started creating a lot of music at that time in that vein. And also, I think that when you're a creator, your creation often reflects where you're at in your life at that time. Mm. And at that time, I had a lot of like teen angst and figuring out things and stuff like that. So it was like that album was like my personal diary.
Yeah.
And it was a safe place to go to. And so it manifested in a very like folky, soulful way.
Right. And I loved it. I mean, I was playing that song of yours. I can't remember which one, but it was a good one. Do you have it on YouTube at all, these songs? Because I should have asked you to bring it because I wanted to see people. I didn't realize you changed your style and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it would have been nice to hear
both.
Oh, to
hear the difference? You know? Yeah. Well, you know that. I do still have it on YouTube. I have one of the songs, Just That Beautiful, on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I also, I mean, I have my song, that album's still on iTunes and it's still available. It's still out
really?
There. Yeah. Yeah. It still gets played on different TV shows.
That's
so
nice.
It's still out there. It's still running its gamut across the world.
Wow. That's cool.
That's awesome. And these are all songs that you wrote?
Yes.
Wow. Good for you. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like
so
it.
So at what age did you start actually writing music?
I actually started writing since I can remember.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote my first play in first grade, and it was about some flowers who were trying to run away from an evil woman who was trying to turn them into perfume.
Oh, okay.
It was very like 101 Dalmatians, only it was like the flowers who were the, you know, going to be victimized. Uh-huh. And I wrote like every single song, like their escape song, and like every single detail. I was always writing. And then in elementary school, I was more shy when it comes to just like conversational, But when it comes to singing and performing, I was never shy. Mm-hmm. So it was a way to connect with my fellow classmates. I would put on shows during recess and, sing like the top 10 at the time and make up my own songs. And they'd be like, oh, my gosh, cool. And so, so you know, cute. That day, like, it was kind of like my in, you know. So I geared that way from the very beginning of my childhood. And it just continued. Now I'm not so shy. But at the same time, come out of my shell. But at the same time, I still feel the most at home when I'm singing music.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know, because when I was young, I remember I would like either write like the class newspaper or something when I was like in second grade or something. I'd do like comics and all kinds of articles and stuff.
Nice.
And and then I would do comedy for my friends as well, you know.
That's fun.
It wasn't original material, but still, you know, so it's amazing how we grow into these things when we're young, you know. Mm-hmm. You already have, like, the talent there, you know. It's just a question of developing it when you get older.
Exactly. Cultivating it. I know my mom was the opposite of stage mom. She didn't want me to do anything. Like, I remember I wanted to be in a pageant because I've always been very girly. I love dressing up. I used to, like, sneak heels into my classroom and wear them. Like, I mean, when I was, like, in second grade, like, ridiculous stuff. And so I was like, Mom, I want to be in a pageant. She's like, no way you'd ever be in a pageant. And she always used to say, school is not a fashion show, Ella. So it was always about, like, she's like, always, like, cultivating your mind. And I very much appreciate that. And I really love my mom. Thank you, Mom. At the same time, I didn't really get involved in anything professionally until sixth grade. In sixth grade, she said that I could make my first audition.
Right.
So I auditioned for the Muni Opera, which is the largest outdoor musical theater in the world. And
really?
I auditioned for Annie. Mm. And it was my first audition.
Yeah.
I never did anything like this before. And a few thousand girls auditioned, and I got one of them. I wasn't Annie, but I was one of the orphans.
I played Tessie.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, I know. My sister played Tessie. I did two renditions of Annie. One at the Muni Opera, another one at Family Musical Theater, and I played July at that one.
Oh.
And so my sister was Tessie.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
It's a lot of fun.
I have absolutely no idea what you guys are talking about. I guess I have to see that. Is it a pretty cool show, Annie?
It can be irritating after you've been in it a million times.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's adorable. Like my third Annie.
Right?
I was like, okay, like, I'm getting a little old for this. Time to move on.
Exactly. So,
wow,
but if you haven't, it's very endearing. It's an adorable play.
It's a classic.
You're not overdosed on it.
Yeah.
So you got, and you got to sing in it and everything. Is it a musical?
Yeah, it was
right?
a musical,
yeah.
And that was like that was just an amazing experience. And in St. Louis, if you're in the Muni, you're like a minor celebrity.
Oh really?
And in St. Louis, the Muni's big. Uh-huh. So it was just like, oh my gosh, you know. And it was my platform to fame, and it was such a great time, and I loved it, and I loved the girls, I loved working with the girls. And I loved just singing and dancing, and I just continued on. And I've done, I can't even remember, but I've probably done like around 40 plays
then.
Wow. Yeah, musical
That's
theater
a lot.
Musicals.
Wow.
Tons of musicals.
What's your favorite?
Oh, dude, that's a good question.
Or at least like top three.
Okay, I love Les Mis. I can't help it.
Okay, yeah.
Rent.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to play Maureen. I've never played Maureen, but I'd love to. And what else? I really enjoyed being in Godspell. I was in Godspell, and I really enjoyed that. That
really?
Was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
You did 40
cool.
different plays?
I'm just rounding. I don't really know,
but I should count
it sometime.
When did you have time to do all that? I mean, you're still pretty young, you know? I mean,
I was in plays back to back.
Really?
Next play after next play after next play after next play.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
once
one
closes, you go in the next one.
Right. But have you decided to give it up or what after?
No, I still would be really, I would love to do another play. I've been focusing on being a recording artist at this time, and plays do take up a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I haven't been doing them as recently, but I would love to get involved in another one in the future.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could see that. I was actually thinking like after like my like future game plan, like after this music gets to a certain level, then doing some plays in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because once you have a certain status going to New York, I could rock some
Broadway
of those.
Broadway.
That would be fun.
Can you see yourself living in New York?
I could totally. I'm definitely a California girl, though.
Yeah.
My home base will always be LA.
Yeah.
I love Los Angeles.
Do you really?
Oh, I just love it.
Yeah.
I mean, some people like hate it. They're like, they say all these bad things about LA. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just love it so much.
I know.
How can you hate it? It's just so beautiful and so colorful and so happy. And there's people from all around the world here. It's just so wonderful.
That's true. Everybody comes here, you know?
Yeah.
That's,
it's great.
It's obviously the best place in the world to live, you know? People don't realize that.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. I love it here.
It's one of the best places, I think, yeah. There's just a lot of everything here.
And it also,
you know,
just depends on where, you know, these particular people are at in their life, especially if they just moved here, because it's always, it's super exciting at first, and then you start to miss home, and then it seems so different, but it's like you go through, like, these phases before you can actually really, truly love it.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's true, and, you know, I mean, people, I found that, you know, overseas, some people badmouth L.A. because it's got a bad rep, you know, and the thing is that I think people need to actually come here and experience it, you know, for a while, to know that it's not a bad place. I mean, 4 million people, you know, there are some nice people here.
Tons of nice people. I'm so lucky. I have so many good girlfriends, and I love, like, I like when people say, oh, people are snobby, people are shallow. I'm like, what people are you talking about? Because I have amazing people that, like, love me for me, and they're all over the place. You just got to find them. My theory is you find the good people and you hold on to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly, and you gotta find them.
I feel like I have better friends here than I ever did back home in the Midwest. Oh my gosh, yes, hands down. I never had girlfriends back home. And now here I actually do, and like good ones at that, like Alina, which is so funny that we
have this connection. We have a similar friend.
Yeah,
similar friend, and she was on the show, Alina, right?
Yeah. Took our picture.
Yay. Yeah, for sure. And what a small world, you know. I don't know how it came up, but I think maybe I saw you on her Facebook page or one of the pictures.
Something like that,
and then I connected the two. I'm like, wow, what a small world, you know.
It is a small world. I'm always finding these connections, especially since Facebook has developed.
Right.
Because then you see who your mutual friends are, and you're like, wait a second, this person knows this person knows this person.
Right.
So cool.
I know. So you came here at a young age, relatively speaking.
Yes.
And then you got married.
Yes.
How long ago did you get married?
I'm old-fashioned. Hefty rock you got on that finger.
No, my husband likes things big.
okay, a big ring is good.
He asked me what I want, and then he supersized it.
Wow,
like,
that's
what?
Pretty cool.
So
how did you guys meet?
We met at a civil rights conference.
Really?
I know.
Yeah, what were you doing there?
Interesting.
See, I'm somebody, I like to be well-rounded, so I like to really just get involved in all kinds of things, so I'm always finding different events in Los Angeles that will cultivate my mind and my spirit, and there was this event there, and I went, and after the panels, there was a wine and cheese gathering, and he was there, and he was insanely cheesy and over the top. He was winking at me from across the room. I was like, what? And I just thought, this guy is so insanely cute and ridiculous. But I just, I wasn't sure what to make of it. But he was very charming, and he asked for my phone number, and I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then he's like, I need to take a picture of you now, because if you call me, I want to remember what you look like. I'm like, is your memory that issue? Like, I was like, no, it was obviously just want a picture of me in his phone. So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, you can take a picture of me. Okay, whatever. And then after he takes the picture, he calls me 3 days later. And at the time, I wasn't like, oh, I want to go find a husband, or I wasn't like, I was just very happy with my single life and just having a blast. Mm-hmm. He called me, and we started talking, and I just didn't want to stop talking to him.
Wow.
Like, we just had a great connection.
So you never know how it's going to start.
It was like,
huh?
Whoa, like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, okay, hi, I like you.
That's so
he stopped me off my feet. And I've always been a wild one. I'm still a wild one, but it's just like, that was not, like, I think a lot of my friends are like unexpected. They're like, wait a second, like, Ella, settling down? Wait a second.
Yeah. So how long did it take before you guys decided to settle down?
I don't really know exactly, but I mean, I fell for him after like 3 months. Like, I knew, after 3 months, I was like, okay, this is the guy I'm going to be with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it takes a little while to figure that out, huh?
Well, I mean, three months is not too long.
Yeah, that's such a big step.
But I think, you can know by three months. You know?
I was like, okay, yeah.
You get to know a person pretty well after 3 months, I think, you know. To know.
You spend a lot of time with the person, talk to them, you know. And then we instantly went on lots of, we went to Hawaii and went to Burning Man together and went to Argentina and Brazil. And we also, when you travel and you experience new things, you get to see different dynamics of the person as well.
Right, definitely,
so,
yeah.
That was.
I mean, trips can either bring you closer or farther apart.
Yes, you know? It brings out different things that you may or may not want to see.
Exactly, because you spend so much time with the same person, that it all comes out.
It's also kind of like living with them, that's a huge factor. Yeah. I know people that once they started living together, boom, everything changes, and it's like, whoa.
You are seeing a different side of the person when you live with them, or even on a trip, you go for a week, 2 weeks. It's like, if you guys don't get along, you'll get on each other's nerves.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
It's a good little trick to use. Go on vacation, honey. We're compatible.
Yeah, right?
Wow. And so how long after that did you decide to get married?
Did it take
like a year later or something?
It was like two and a half years.
Two and a half years.
Yeah, we got married 2.5 years later.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 2.5 years ago.
No, 2.5 years later.
After that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And okay, and how long have you been married?
Since then. Yeah.
Okay. How many years is that?
It's been about 3 years.
Oh, 3 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Do you guys have kids yet?
Yeah, we have a baby.
Oh, wow.
We have a 2-year-old.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know. No one ever expects me to be a mom. they're like, what? He's totally a rocker kid. His name is Todic, and we named him after this really awesome DJ, who's just a really awesome guy. And my son's just so fun. He loves music. He loves dancing.
Really?
Yeah, he's really creative and really funny. And I have a great time with him.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Are you planning a big family or?
No, I want to focus on music right now.
Right.
And I also want to focus on being the best mom I can to my son.
Right.
So I don't want to stretch myself too thin.
There you go.
So
smart.
Make sure I'm a whole woman so I can be whole to give to them.
Exactly, and I'm sure you'll be fertile for a while. So
There's
no rush.
There's no rush at all. So, we're having a great time with my kid and then creating music. And one thing I didn't even really expect in the music industry, when I found out I was pregnant, I was like, whoa, wait a second. Because, I think that a lot of times they make their career work first and then they have children. Right. And I'm doing the opposite. And I wasn't sure how the music industry was going to apply very well to being a mom, but it's actually been really not an issue at all. Because most of my performances are at night, and so I just put them to bed and then go rock out. It's like not even an issue.
Right.
And during the day, I have a home studio, and so I record a lot, I create a lot, and then also you just make it work. You put time into your child, and you put time into yourself, time into your work. So it's been really awesome. And I've actually had more things happen in my career since I've had him than before.
Really?
All of a sudden, these gifts just started flowing. I felt like it was like the universe was like, honey, you need this. Here, take this. I'm like, thank you. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So a lot of opportunities came right after. I did my first show after he was born. About 4 months after he was born, it was a fashion show. And I rocked that runway, and I was actually performing. I was singing. I was one of the singers between the different models. But when I was doing the runway, one of the designers asked me if I would model his lingerie line at the end of the closing. I was like, okay, this is a good sign because I just had a kid, and if someone's asking me to model lingerie, then I'm in a good place.
There you go, girl.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty funny. So you perform as well, right? You don't just record, you also perform live.
Yeah, my strength
live.
Is in live performance.
Really?
Yeah.
And where, clubs around town and stuff?
I've done clubs. I've done basically any major venue in Los Angeles I performed at.
Yeah. And so now you've changed the style of your music.
Yes.
Or let's say evolved it or whatever.
Basically, I just want to have fun now. I think I got through all my, teen issues. And I'm like, let's just have a party. Yeah. So I'm just enjoying life. So my music that I'm now working, like creating it through Girl Crush, it's a Girl Crush project. It's all just really fun and party and lighthearted and funny and just having a good time.
Yeah.
Is it so more of like a poppy, like electronic sound?
You know, it's not as much electronic. It's more pop.
Just pop.
Okay. But cool. I have a history in electronic. I worked last year. I was working with Black Burner through Cleopatra Records, and I performed with them for a while, and that was really an awesome opportunity because I was plugged into the electric circuit, and my song Pills that I was featured on their album. That album went number one on the Dubstep Global charts.
Wow. So
that was really cool. Yeah, that was a huge, like, yay.
I'm sure. Wow.
That was really awesome. And we got to perform some really awesome shows. And I love dance music. I love electronica. I'm so into it. And I actually, these pop songs, they apply themselves well to electronica. So we may be doing some remixes to create more, you know, dance beats out of them too.
Sounds good. So you said you have a couple songs coming out, and there's one that's been released already. Is that the one we're going to play?
Yes. Okay. Well, I've already released Bow on It with the video. And that was a lot of fun. And I have some new ones that'll be releasing very soon, but they're a secret right now. It's nice to have a secret.
It's good to have secrets.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna play the song that you brought in, and are you making a whole album or is it just like a couple singles?
I'm right now the way the industry is working. Singles are really where it's at.
Right.
So I have enough for an album.
Right.
So I will be releasing an album when the right time comes.
Right.
But at the moment, I'm doing singles.
Right.
So build that momentum and.
Yeah. And I think it's the reason it's because it's hotter now. But I think singles have always been hot. It's just that the recording industry has made you buy records with a lot of fluff in it and stuff.
Yeah, and also like with iTunes, people want to buy a very specific song.
Yeah.
Very like when we were kids, we'd go to like Target and buy a whole CD.
Exactly. Right.
And you know, that was that we got the full album out of it. Right. But now with iTunes, people just usually want specific songs.
Exactly. Although albums are cool. Yeah, but you know, albums are cool because you discover new songs, you know, that you wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's why they're cool. But yeah, I know for the most part, it's like, yeah, an ideal album would be like that, you know, where there's a few good hits in it. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they just stuff it with garbage, you know, and then a couple singles and that's it, you know.
Well, I promise you, Sam, when my album releases, I will have no garbage in
it. No garbage in
your
album.
It'll all be tasty treats. Okay.
All right, so we're going to listen to Ella Giselle with the song. What's it called?
It's Under Girl Crush. It's the Girl Crush project.
Okay. And you'll tell us about the project in a minute.
Sure.
Okay.
I want some fun in my sea. It's the remix, and we're flowing it. He's a baller, make you holler, put a bow on it. Put a bow on it. Don't give me shit without a bow on it. Diamonds, don't impress me. Gotta be the right Gia Baxter. My closet, she's so hungry. She a bitch, eat her, come and feed her. Come and feed her. She a bitch, eat her, come and feed her. It's the remix now, we're flowing it low. He's a baller, make it hotter, put a bow on it. So it's the remix now, we're flowing it low. He's a baller, make it hotter, put a bow on it. Put a bow on it. He's a baller, make it hotter, put a bow on it. Put a bow on it. Don't give me shit without a bow on it. Karma is a mindset. But for me, I drive it like fan jets. Rockin' my stilettos. This car too package, gotta let go. This car too package, gotta let go. It's the remix now, we're flowin' it low. He's a baller, make it hotter, put a bow on it. So it's the remix now, we're flowin' it low. He's a baller, make it hotter, put a bow on it. Put a bow on it. He's a baller, make it hotter, put a bow on it. Put a bow on it. Don't give me shit without a bow on it. You be so handsome to me if you knew how to party. Don't want nothing dull, boring. I want some fun in my tea.
sleep without a bonus.
Wow. An amazing song. I like it, you know. That's the thing about your songs that I remember. They're like distinct, you know. I mean, you can remember them. This is not like every song out there, you know.
Love it.
Thank you. And it's so fun.
Yeah, it's so different. I mean, this is like dance and, you know, and like an up song, you know, upbeat song.
Yeah, it's just having fun. Like, I mean, the whole concept of Put a Bow on It is just make it fun, make it big, make it special.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So no matter what you do, like, just put a bow on it. Like, you know, just
there you go.
Yeah, no, it's so cute. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's very Hello Kitty-esque.
Yeah,
that was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, put a bow on it. Hello Kitty.
Yeah. There you go. We were talking about this before the show. Yeah, they both love Hello Kitty, so they were comparing notes.
Yeah.
That's funny. So this song you wrote yourself, right?
Yes.
And the music and the lyrics?
I wrote the melody and the lyrics, uh-huh. And then I worked with an amazing producer. His name is Clarence J. He actually just a song of his was on an album that won Best Album of the Year this year for the Grammys.
Really?
He's really talented.
Wow.
Nice. And I've been working with him creating music. So he produced it.
Yeah.
And he's been a pleasure to work with.
Yeah.
And so just creating more. And I created some more songs with him that we'll be releasing in the future.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun. I mean, to be singing all day and things like that, that's fun.
It's so fun.
It's amazing.
Like, yes, I love my job. Are you kidding me? It's
there
a blast.
You go. Yeah.
The video was so crazy to make because, I mean, the whole thing was just over the top and silly. And I got a lot of my girlfriends involved, and
we
just had a blast. It was like just a big party all day.
Yeah.
And we had a paint party. That was part of the shoot. Mm. So we just got all messy and covered in paint. That was a blast, too.
So that's so colorful.
It was
really fun.
A lot of
so
fun.
So tell us about the Girl Crush project. What is that?
So this is basically the new project of Girl Crush, and it's all pop music that's just super fun and over the top. And I created it as Girl Crush because it's also its own separate entity where it's just crazy. And I feel like it gives me more freedom to be crazy. So we do a lot of stuff and have a lot of fun. And it's very over the top and not self-serious.
Yeah.
So I almost feel like people have said it's like a mix between, like one person said a mix between Shakira and an anime character.
Mm-hmm.
And then another person said it was like pop meets SNL.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm having fun with it. Like, I took a class at Growlings, and that really opened me up to a lot of things. Just, you know, at Growlings, it's all improv and comedy, and it just lets you trust yourself and just lets you trust yourself to have fun and not judge it and just kind of be it. And that's been a lot of fun, and I really applied that in my life and in my music, and it's opened up a whole new world of possibilities.
Right. So why do you call it like a project? I mean, because it's an ongoing thing or something? Or?
Yeah, it's like basically it's my new, like, cause right before Girl Crush, I was working with Blackburner.
That's what, a band or something?
Blackburner, yeah, they're an electronic group
on
Cleopatra Records.
Okay.
And I was their singer, and I was performing with them. And I really enjoyed that. And then I just felt like I needed something colorful and happy and ridiculous. So then came
Down
with
that.
Exactly. So then
you
came Girl Crush.
It. You made it, I should say.
Awesome. And you said you have a home studio at home, right?
Yes.
Do you do any of the editing and mixing and things like that?
I do
that
some,
too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I'm
you
not
like
a,
to get involved in that?
My strength is not in producing, but I
have
produced.
Right, because it helps to do the whole process.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And I also, I'll often, like, I can work with another producer or other co-writer via online. So I can record something, shoot it over. They
right.
Can record. So, I mean, the world's changed so much. Before, you'd have to be in the same room. And
right.
Now, I can work with people across the other side of the world and create music.
Right.
That's amazing.
So it's nice. It's
technology.
Nice to have that kind of freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you had a chance to travel at all with all this happening in your life? I mean, do you go places?
You know, I've been working so much with music. When I travel, it's mostly for music.
I see. Okay.
So yeah. I mean, I've gone a few places. I went to Hawaii for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Hawaii is always great.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, like, I'm either traveling for work or I'm going back home to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because I love my hometown, and I'm still very close to my family and friends there.
So is all your family still there?
Most of them. One of my sisters is actually, she lives in Palm Desert now. But I have three sisters, and I'm very close to my sisters. My two of them are still in St. Louis. So I like to go back there. I feel like it just kind of refuels me and just it's a very cozy feeling.
Yeah.
So it's like my blankie. So I go back to St. Louis. I'm like, yay. And then I come back here.
So four girls, four sisters, huh?
Four girls. Yeah, no boys.
No boys at all.
No, huh? my dad, you know, he always did, like, sometimes people would give him a hassle. Like, oh, you're trying for a boy. And and my dad was always like, no, I actually was never, like, I just love my girl.
Yeah, exactly.
But my grandfather had this really awesome, like, comeback for that. He said, why would he want a boy when he's Michelangelo at creating women?
There you
he
go.
He has a specialty. Sticks with it. And my dad, like, that's he's like, now that's the answer I want. My dad's like, that's what I do. I have a specialty. And he does. All my sisters are so fun and... My dad's an awesome dad.
Are they all like you? Are they
No, they're all
colorful.
So different.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah, we're very... My one sister, Eileen, is a professor. She's a genius. She's a complete genius.
Wow.
And she's very witty. She's very sharp-tongued. She's sexy as all get out. And a completely different style than mine. Mm. My other sister, Heather, is a special education teacher. I call her my Mexican sister because she got all of the dark features. I got all the light features, but she got all the dark features. She looks like she's Mexican, and she's adorable. And she's super tall, and, like, no one would ever know that she's, like, my sister. We have the same parents, but we just got different genes, you know. And Heather's soft-spoken and more reserved. And then Caitlin, I call her my little firecracker. She's the youngest.
Yeah.
And she's got curly hair and freckles and... She's just really over the top. She works with animals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She got her.
So what was the birth order? Are you the oldest or?
I'm second.
You're second.
Yeah, okay. I'm second.
Wow.
So yeah, I love it. I love growing up with girls.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. You know, I mean, you guys can have a lot of things in common and play and stuff. I know.
Oh,
When they're young, girls and boys don't want to really deal with each other that much.
I was so boy shy growing up. I think also because I wasn't around boys.
Right.
So they were just like this mystery, like this dangerous mystery. I was like, stay away. I was very boy shy growing up. But my sisters have always been such a solid base for me. And, we're all so different, but we all very much appreciate each other and our differences.
Yeah,
that's good.
Cool.
It's great
that
you guys all get along so well, you know.
It's cool. I mean, we do have our epic
battles.
But
who doesn't? But for the most part, you guys are close.
Yes,
that's
we're very
awesome.
Close. Yeah, it's fun.
Well, Ella, thank you so much for joining us. How can people find you, your music?
Sure. It's girlcrushpop.com. Mm-hmm. And then I'm on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. And all of them are /girlcrushpop.
Okay.
So you can check out the video. We also have a new lyric video that just launched. And that one has the behind the scenes of the video. So you can see the people behind the scenes and some of the clips.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's fun. So yeah, a little insider. And then I'll be releasing more. We have a song due out in October.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so I'm excited about that one.
Forward to that.
And we're storyboarding the video right now. Mm-hmm. And then you can just keep in touch with me. I love speaking with my fans and communicating with them. I always write back. And I just love, you know, being part of the community and joining the party.
Yeah. And you're on Facebook too and probably on Twitter.
Yes,
and stuff,
so. Everything's Girl Crush Pop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you pretty much branded this and
Okay,
it's sounds
happening.
Good. Yeah. Sounds good to have your own like project and stuff where you name it and
we're making it happen.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Ella, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Always a lot of fun and stuff.
Yeah.
And you'll have to come back when the next song is released.
Okay. I would love that.
All right.
That sounds good.
Okay, everybody. Go ahead and check her out. And you'll see the bright colors in the pictures on Facebook in a little bit. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia, is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.